The tragedy of bodybuilding. Well, just by looking at everyone at the gym, you can tell that something is wrong. Because people copy bodybuilders from movies and books, but they don't look like bodybuilders and show little results. That's because people aren't actually exercising. They are just cutting off their circulation or something like it. By lifting too heavy, they are cutting their exercise up into multiple snippets of a few lifts and then a shut down. Cutting off your circulation or choking your muscles, whatever it is not exercise. It is the opposite of exercise. But it gets worse, because muscle isolation, be it by machine, bench, sitting, or posture, sabotages your effort even further, forcing you away from a full body workout into a four muscle workout, if you are lucky. How could this have happened? Well, I think the answer is twofold. It feels good to look like you are working out. It feels nice to stop frequently. And routines, even if they are wrong, are hard to break. Getting used to one kind of a workout drives your entire stay, maybe your whole day. It is a disaster. And to add to suspicion, no one seems to be speaking out against this set and rep abomination. Bodybuilding is the simplest thing in the world. You do it as a baby, as you develop muscles to walk and run. Childhood obesity develops muscles to carry the extra weight. There are many wisdoms that can outline a good workout strategy. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never lift so heavy that you are forced to stop. And it is not how heavy you lift, but how long you lift your heavy for, comes to mind. But bodybuilding can actually be described in a single paragraph. It starts as aerobics with light weights for an hour. And when your body adapts to the challenge, you just add more weight. The picture of aerobics you should imagine is the 1980s, 1990s big hair, bright neon and spandex aerobic dance workout, because such a workout affects your entire body. But unlike the 1990s workouts that we saw on TV, just as soon as you are able to dance through the hour non-stop with 5 pounds per hand, you go up by 2.5 pounds, no more. And then when you adapt to that, you repeat increasing the weight. By the time you get to dancing with almost 20 pounds per hand for 2 or 3 hours, you move really slow, and it looks like you are lifting rather than dancing. But by that time, your body is all muscle, because you kept getting it to adapt over and over and over, and without jumping ahead where you get cut off. And that initial hour of non-stop motion is earned by first walking and then just jogging for an hour. Jogging for 1 hour and dancing with dumbbells are quite interchangeable. Do you see what a disaster this is? What a great tragedy? People aren't exercising. They have snippets of exercise cut up by lifting too heavy. And then there's always that advice giver unwilling to change their routine who proclaims that aerobics are the opposite of bodybuilding. They have nothing to do with bodybuilding. Then proceeds to spend years doing it wrong and thus proving himself wrong in the worst possible way, by showing no results. Come to the gym and start dancing with dumbbells. Once you get flexible after a couple of weeks, there are no aches. And light weights that you should be lifting will never ever hurt you. And lifting to music, one beat up, next beat down, makes time fly. The driving to the gym feels longer than your workout. And you get to celebrate life by dressing up like wrestlers and superheroes and dancing like a maniac. Astronauts, or even a leg in a plaster cast, teach us that muscles are not permanent. They come and go as they see fit. But this active lifestyle will extend your beauty, youth, and life in ways that nothing else can. May you forever stay a spring chicken.